Hi there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for March 2018. Last month, there were 3,632 single-family homes sold in the Bay State, an 8% decrease from March 2017. Condo sales remained relatively unchanged with 1,854 transactions, prompting the median price to spike more than 20% to a record high $389,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. And we've got some spring weather finally.
It's like we're finally over the hump. Yeah. I'm optimistic that we're not going to slide back into winter. So it was an impressive month for the condo market, with the median sale price reaching an all-time high. The previous high watermark occurred in May of last year when the median price reached $361,750. What do you think spurred the sudden spike this year?
Well, it's certainly true that we're seeing quite a jump in the condo median price. It rose 20% in March, and then back in February, it had a 17% gain back then. So here's how I analyze this. First, you have to keep in mind that well over half of the condos sold across the entire state were in just two counties, Suffolk and Middlesex counties. So those two counties really dominate the condo market. Now, you need to go and take a look about what do you see when you drive through the towns and neighborhoods in these two counties? You see new condo developments. Developers are building in higher density and putting up nice new condos. Why? Because there is demand. People are finding jobs in Boston and Cambridge and other cities close by, and they want to live near their jobs. New condos cost more than old ones, so the mix of what gets sold and put into the medium price just happens to be the more expensive condos. So you have to keep in mind that just because the median price goes up by 20%, it doesn't mean that every condo in the state is suddenly worth 20% more than it was a year ago. It just means that more expensive condos are what happens to be selling right now, and that affects the median price. So the March condo median price is $389,000. A single family home has a median price of $354,000. Now that I think is remarkable. A $35,000 difference. Condos are worth on a median price basis more than single family homes. That's 10% difference, 10% more for a condo. Times really have changed.
So condos are typically cheaper, as you just said, in the past, historically have been cheaper than single family homes. But, you know, from the numbers that we've seen this month or last month, we're starting to see the exact opposite. Do you think moving forward this will be the new normal, or do you think buyers in Massachusetts can expect some sort of relief in the near future?
Well, I think that one of the real problems is that Massachusetts needs more housing desperately. But building new homes, whether single family or condo, is expensive. Land is expensive. Permitting is expensive. Financing is getting more expensive. And the construction costs are rising. So state and cities and towns are, I know they're working very hard at trying to create affordable housing, but it's very, very hard to do. Until the economy hits another recession, housing prices will continue to climb. Especially with such low inventory, the laws of supply and demand are just going to dictate higher prices. Even without a recession, I can see a time when we'll see a reversal in the urban growth. You know, Boston has seen so much growth in jobs and housing, and employees face such high costs. Eventually, employers will find it unaffordable to add jobs and labs and office space right here in Boston. And employees will resist an hour commute to get from an affordable community to their good job in Boston. And that's when we'll start to see growth in the long-ignored gateway cities, former mill buildings and corporate campuses along I-495 will find new tenants, and they will staff these businesses with people in homes that they can afford.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for March 2018. If you'd like more information about products and services from the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.